as I'm sitting here in Vrindavan, as the days go by, the hours, the minutes, I am more and more interested in the close God, not so much in the distant God, who is only thought about, who's not experienced, who is philosophized about, but who is not seen. And as I chant, I have deep thoughts about making, how to make a real contact with the Lord. There's this very famous prayer which I chant every day. It is the Damodarashtakam, where the saint Satyavrata Muni begs the Lord to be able to see his beautiful smiling face as the young Krishna. He says, thousands and millions of other benedictions are of no use for me. But then, a little bit after the middle of that prayer, in verse 6, he seems to stop. He has requested three times before, I want to see you. And then he seems to go into another modus. He says, I want to hear you. He says, Namo Deva Damodaran Nantavishnu. He calls out four sacred names of Krishna. Deva, Supreme Lord. Damodar, O Damodar. O Ananta, Unlimited Lord. And O Vishnu, please be pleased with me, O my Divine Master. I am immersed in an ocean of worldly sorrows. Please shower your glance of mercy upon this fallen soul. O Supreme Lord, deliver this ignorant fool and become visible to my eyes. What he says is, my Lord, I directly call out to you now. I directly approach you now by your various names. And as I do this, I imbue them with one request. Please invest a glance of mercy in my direction and then lift me out of this ocean of worldly sorrows. Then, when you have done that, then you will deliver this ignorant fool and take him to you. This is also my motto. I have also seen, I have heard from Srila Prabhupada, don't try to see God, try to serve him. The best way to serve is to chant out and call out his names in loving devotion, and then the Lord will glance in the direction of those who plead for mercy.